88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old school 5 o'clock hour, a little bit behind schedule, so we're going to keep the introduction short. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Be sure, especially this Friday, check out their lunch special. Always good lunch stuff. I'll be cleaning up over there. I got to stop going in there. First of all, if Jake Sorensen is listening, I need a discount card.
Yeah, they've been a sponsor for how long?
Right. We need to have a Jay Foreman. You get $4 or 44% off or something. That's probably too much. 4% or something. Anyways, a couple more texts. 5124 says he doesn't think we're going to win 6. Allen and Lincoln. Dylan injury. Didn't know he was injured.
Tweaked the ankle a little bit. Twitter doctors are saying he tweaked it before. So that's why he's short-arming stuff.
He's young. He'd be all right. Rub some dirt on him. He's tough. Yeah.
Iced it up, heated up.
Yeah, he'd be all right. They got good trainers and stuff. He'd be good. Saturday, last year, last spring, defining moment, find out about fortitude before the sun makes it up. Yes, John and Cortland, I got you. Anyways, now let's dive into, we had some people wanted to, in particular, 8729. We'll get into his text, right? Is this the long one?
Yes.
He says the 3-3-5 defense. Hey, man, I don't even read some of these texts. I just see the beginning. People are wild, though, right? Let me see what he says. He said he didn't like the 3-3-5. He's like, can we please go to the 4-3? This is a bad. I could just imagine if somebody asking me, can we go to the 4-3?
Jay, switch him to the 4-3.
I watch other teams make big running and pass plays all over college football, but Nebraska can't seem to do it. You're in and you're out. So that's the offense. So he's talking about both sides of the ball. I'll tell you a little secret. The 3-3-5 is no different than the 4-3, than the 4-2, or is it pretty much the 3-3-5 just gives you flexibility.
Last I checked, they all add up to 11.
They do, but you can have 3-3-5 personnel and run 4-3 fronts. And you have flexibility to go big 3-3-5 or the regular one.
Looks like Nebraska's done that this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it where you say a 4-man front, sure. But the lack of execution and playing and wanting to and compete, it doesn't matter. Sure, the 3-3-5, isn't like normal. But again, people are in nickel a lot. You're going to be running 3 and 4-man fronts because you have to match up. You might be in the 3-3-5 all game playing against Indiana. You still got to run fit. You still got to tackle. You still got to get off blocks. You still got to know what coverage you're doing. You still got to do your job and then go be a great football player and a great teammate. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I understand that, 3-3-5 and 4-3. That's why I said sometimes I always ask or would tell fans, don't think a play is going to – changing plays – calls or fronts is going to make you play better. Because I'm going to let you on a little secret. And just because Bill Belichick is one of the best defensive minds out there and everybody else is, there's other great coordinators as well. They've played, that's what made the Patriots so good. They played every single front, with every different personnel. And here's an example. I can only talk about my experience. So when I came into the NFL, I played, it was my first time actually ever playing in a 4-3 or in a 3-4, a traditional 3-4. Okay, you asked what a traditional 3-4 is. So I just always try to explain it to somebody's listening going down O Street here. They can envision what it is. So it's a zero and generally 2-5 techniques, right? So a zero technique is essentially would be Nash.
Head up over the center.
2-5 techniques would be Ty Robinson and Jamari Butler head up to inside or whatever you would want to play on the offensive tackles, generally, okay? Then 2 outside linebackers, one is 9 technique and one is a 7 just because he's on the outside. And then both linebackers are essentially, we used to call it Oki front, you're just head up on the guards, right?
So every offensive lineman is accounted for with someone head up on them.
Generally, yeah. Right? That's just the basics, baseline. Right? Yeah. That's the basics. Mm-hmm. So that's the 3-4 that I went from. I went from 4-3, right? And we did everything. We did zone blitzes and everything. And so then you go play 3-4. So the look and the amount of people that could block me, like essentially it seemed like it doubled. The reads are different. Getting comfortable is different. Where I lined up, it was totally different. I'm usually would be in the A gap or sometimes shaded weak. Just kind of depends on where we're at, right? And we never really ran with a true zero technique in a 4-3 because, you know, we played either over front or we sometimes played what we called an even front, which is 2 threes, and then you're kind of like head up with the center, but, you know, didn't need to do much, right? Then, of course, we had our bubble, you know, our bubble that you loved so much. Right. I loved it at the end. You know, I loved it at the end. So I transitioned into that. That was new to me, right? So that's that played 3 years in that. Here comes Greg Williams. He goes back to a 4-3, right? But I didn't play middle because we had a really good, at that time, middle linebacker in Sam Cowart, and we just drafted Brandon Spoon. Was a bigger, you know, Brandon Spoon was 6'4", 250. Sam Cowart was a stud. Then I played outside, right? I played Will. So it'd be kind of like Farley's position, run and hit, heavy coverage, blitz. You had to learn how to pass rush. You had to do it all, right? So I go from being in the middle of the mix to the outside of the mix, right? Now I moonlighted in the outside in 3-4, mainly because I was taking, you know, practice reps and all that, but that wasn't my, you know, true blue. Well, then after my 4th year, I get traded to Houston, Dom Capers, right? Blitz, you know, from Pittsburgh, 3-4. Here's where I'm talking about this, where you talk about 3-3-5. We had 3-4 personnel, but we ran Oki front, which is, again, 0 and 2-5 techniques. Then we ran 4-3 fronts with 3-4 personnel. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then we also ran what they call 3-3-5. We called like our dime or peso because we brought in a guy, what was his name? Charlie Clemens. Then we brought in like another dude from the Saints and stuff like, so we kind of had 3-man fronts with one like outside linebacker. And then we did 3 stack linebackers. So we ran 3-3-5, right? So you have to be multiple. But again, all the base defenses I just talked about, all are different, but we all ran those same other defenses all mixed into the original ones that we kind of started out. So when you talk about the 3-3-5, you don't play three. I would be interested to see how many times they play that versus 4-man front. Do you go big 3-3-5 against a Illinois or Wisconsin when we play them, or, you know, teams like that? Or do you play regular 3-3-5 or 4-2-5 or sometimes a, you know, 4-1-6, which is essentially dime against a Indiana or something like that. So yes, your 3-3-5 is what it kind of is a tag to you as a coordinator, but you play every single front and you do so many things that you work to a 4-3 and all that. Now at the end of the day, they just need to play the 3-3-5 or whatever calls are played better.
Well, you know what gaps you have to account for. And you have a plan to account for all the gaps on any given play. Yeah. So just go account for the gaps.
The biggest thing I saw is showing up ready to play, being individually motivated with the intent to go up there and win and dominate, right? And whether it's the stage or whatever, you got stage fright, that's a personal choice. Because I will tell you this, like, the way the work and look, I will tell you this, everybody goes through it. Mm. Everybody goes through it. I went through it. I was blessed enough to be playing with some bad dudes that I could hide, right? Well, and I'll tell you.
But they didn't let you hide.
No, they didn't.
No, they challenged you to come out of the spotlight.
I mean, and I had eventually middle through my first year starting, my freshman year, I was ready to go. But when I first went out there, I was out there just trying to, you know, make a couple plays, not make a mistake. So not really, mm-hmm. you know, but then I played, but the harder I worked outside of practice, lessened the anxiety. Lessen the stage for that's just what helped me. And so I just think the biggest thing is you gotta show up ready to play. You gotta go out there and do your what assignment you're supposed to do in the playbook, and then you gotta do more and go be a good teammate and a good football player. Period.
Again, kind of like that's how football's been since it started.
Right. But that if you want to get to where you want to, whether it's win 7-8 games, win 6 games, become bowl eligible the first time in who knows how long, and have a successful season both individually and collectively as a team, you got to do more. And you know, I will say this, don't be short-sighted and say, well, I'm just going to go out there and make plays. I'm going to make play. I'm trying to make a play. No. We've seen that before. We seen a couple years ago where the returner, you know, up in Illinois filled it on the half yard line. Nobody asked you to do that. What I'm asking you to do is do your job and then go play football. How do you go play football? That means when you're in meetings, you watch every play with the intention that that play could be the play that you need to make. And that's the play that could affect you. That's the play that you got to think about. Even if you're only in a specialty package. So say like you're only in the dime package or the nickel package or...
Or you're Lyndon Meyer into block or whatever.
Right. Or whatever it is. So you gotta understand, okay, well, I can't just look at it if I'm only in short yardage. If I'm short yard, say I'm in the short yardage package, that I'm only gonna worry about the five plays I watch in short yardage. I gotta watch the whole tape because you can't tell what the other team what to run. So when you're in the tight end room, you gotta watch whatever the starters are being talked to about, so forth and so on. Because if I'm I'll tell you an example. So if I'm a hole dropper, this is how scientific the game is, or like how detailed the game's got to be, right? These are plays. And when Coach Rule was talking about, I think one of the receivers made a block in the beginning of the season that he's not going to get any like credit for the run, right? I call it hockey assist. We do that. You need those in like basketball, the creative guards. They kick it out one more pass and you get it, you know, what Strick calls a butt naked three. So when you're a hole dropper, So let's just say, you know, there's one running back, he's offset. And let's say, for instance, we were scheming on the back, right? So we're trying to be sneaky, Austin, So the back is there. Say the back starts in the dot. So the dot would be at, or, you know, right behind the quarterback. Say he moves offset. So that means the other linebacker is scheming on him. That means he's blitzing to take him out of the pass. He's got to count for him in pass protection, but take him out of the pass routes, right? So that means there's four receivers out there in any form. It could be a tight end, a receiver. It could be four really receivers or, realistic receivers. And whatever the combination, there's four guys that can go out for the route because one's eliminated by our blitz, right? Again, you're doing that trying to get somebody one-on-one, get a win. But I'm the hole dropper, right? That back is away from me with two people out to the left with safety over there. They're man-to-man with overtop help, okay? But they're way far away from me because I'm on the other side of the, like I say, other side of the ball. That means from the center and just say I'm on the right. Mm-hmm. And I got two over here. I know I can't get much work over there, especially because I think we got another short hole dropper over there. So that's his job. Mm-hmm. Now, if I got a hole drop over here and I know my buddies over here got a little bit of stress, okay, I'm literally checking for quarterback sneak, going to the hole. And hole doesn't mean I'm covering a hole in the grass in the middle of nowhere. Hole means I'm looking for work. I'm in the mix into the party. Mm-hmm. Because you never know if I can get that quarterback to come off of the easy route, which is the easy route is because based on the mesh of the two over to my right, somebody's in a not advantageous position to cover him, and I help him, and he has to come off that initial, say, like under route or mesh route, what we call it. A mesh route is you get two guys running up, one goes under. The guy on the outside is pretty much stuck like Chuck. But then he runs into me. The quarterback comes off him. Guess who gets the sack? Somebody blitzing or the rusher. I'm telling you, it is literally looking here and going there, and that's how quick a sack can happen. Well, you do that, that changes the complexity of the game. Now, you have to be selfless and understand that you're going to get the person that got the sack is going to get the credit. What's going to happen in meetings, or what should happen in meetings, I'm sure it does, is the play that you made gets highlighted probably as much and sometimes more. Those are the same plays when or if you have a chance to go to the next level that the scouts put as much credit on as a sack, because you are making football win. They want winners. They want guys that are doing the things to win.
It strikes me as being like a good cutter in basketball, right? You might not get the ball, but if you cut, you flash through the lane, occupy a defender, skip past three, you don't get credit for the assist. You don't get credit for the shot, but you occupied someone.
Right.
Someone else got the bucket.
Right. Like Draymond Green, pick and roll.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's where you have to decide, or I guess we would decide as a player group and everything. We have got to take control of this. We have got to take control and own this 3-3-5, 4-2-5, 4-3, whatever you want, because we got to make it work.
We're playing it,
and we're in great positions and calls. That's the defense there. So we'll take a quick break, come back, and then I know we got questions about the offense. And then, like the fastest 2 hours in radio, we'll put a bow on this bad boy and come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.